Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Ceasefire soon. Underwater cables cut. Grocery store merger. An escape from police custody again. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden said he hopes that there will be a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict by next Monday. Oddly specific. He said, well, I hope by the beginning of the weekend. I mean, the end of the weekend. He was asked when a ceasefire might occur while at an ice cream shop in New York City with comedian Seth Meyers. He said, my security advisors tell me we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire. It's believed that Hamas still has 130 Jewish hostages in their control. So, I mean, it worked for them. Kill 1,200 Jews on October 7th, but take as many hostages as you can and just wait out the West and get away with it. Incredible. The other day we said this might happen, and it did. The Houthis knocked out four underwater internet cables connecting Europe and Asia. The internet, people think the internet's connected with satellites. It's actually connected by underwater cables. 750,000 miles, that's enough to go around the circumference of the Earth 30 times. The Biden administration has sent very strong messages to try to stop the Houthis, but they haven't let up with Iran support, of course. Kroger and Albertsons grocery stores want to merge together, but the Federal Trade Commission says, I don't know about that. These two grocery stores are the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the country. How about that? Kroger owns City Market, Baker's, Foods Co., Fry's, and Ralph's, among other smaller stores. And Albertson owns Safeway, Vaughn's, Acme, Shaw's, Tom Thumb, and a few other smaller grocers as well. The companies say, no, we're not going to raise prices. We will be saving money, $500 million, by joining forces, and we will pass that on to consumers. Kroger and Albertson's agreed to sell about 400 stores to C&S Wholesale Grocers, who's the owner of Piggly Wiggly. So that's good. We'll get more Piggly Wigglies. The two companies have 710,000 workers and 5,000 stores. This happens way more than I'd ever imagine. A 29-year-old was in police custody for stealing a car from a delivery driver. And while he was being detained, he complained that he was in pain. So they brought him to the hospital. There was nothing wrong with him. But he was able to escape and run away from officers as he was being discharged from the hospital. Schools in the area were put on lockdown. He's been arrested multiple times since 2016. Aggravated assault, resisting arrest, weapons charges. Let's hope the judge doesn't give him any leniency this time because he almost pulled a fast one. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. He has your message of the day. Next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, as predicted here, the movie Oppenheimer is sweeping the film awards and will win the Best Picture Oscar as well. The motion picture industry is collapsing, and this flick represents a quality throwback production that has earned more than $1 billion in worldwide box office, so there's no way Oppenheimer doesn't prevail. At the Screen Actors Guild Awards over the weekend, the brilliant Robert Downey Jr. won Best Supporting Actor for his role in Oppenheimer, and then did something shocking. He thanked Mel Gibson for helping Downey when he was having a hard time. In 2006, Gibson, you might remember, was inebriated, made some anti-Semitic comments. Well, Hollywood canceled him, even though Gibson showed remorse. So Downey showed compassion and courage by acknowledging that Gibson employed him while he was being shunned for substance abuse. Of course, Downey's statement drew fire from the despicable internet gutter snipes. Remember, the film industry is run by a very few people who demand total political conformity. The industry is a brutal place if you do not toe the line. Robert Downey Jr. showed true character in doing what he did. He showed courage and compassion, and his legacy should reflect that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Jillian. Bill, I think this is one of your best columns. This is the one I wrote yesterday, The Trump Dilemma. You lay out everything about Trump in what I believe is fair and impartial way, and you're not emotional about it, which is more than I can say for the mainstream media. Dr. Eduardo, I agree with everything you said in your piece. This is a dilemma, and I can understand all too well why President Trump feels the way he does. Swamp progressives left have hounded this man mercilessly over 8 years. There's no end in sight. It's true. He's angry, and I understand his anger, too. But if he wants to really help the country, he's got to discipline himself. Carlos Fernandez, Santander, Spain. I've been to Santander. Very nice town. I'm perfectly content to let Nikki Haley stay in a race because she's helping the Democrats make the case against Donald Trump. I would never vote for her because she's a hypocrite and a phony. I don't know if she's a hypocrite and a phony. I haven't seen that. I don't particularly like her, but I haven't seen that. Donna Gordon, Lexington, Kentucky. Can the family of the Georgia victim sue the Biden administration for her death? Yeah. But they have to do it in a shrewd, calculated way. Rob Rumbaugh, Mechanicsburg, Virginia. Would love your take on the CBS firing of Catherine Herridge. It's outrageous, seizing her confidential file. Look, the reason I haven't weighed in on a Catherine Herridge story is because I don't know what it is. And neither do you, and neither does anybody else. Ms. Herridge hasn't said a word. Her attorneys haven't said a word, and I assume she has them. I don't know what CBS did or why they did it. How am I going to analyze a story like that? I'm waiting for either Catherine herself, whom I know, or one of her attorneys to define the story, and then I can analyze it. Can't analyze stuff you don't know. It doesn't stop most people, but it stops me. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. After Saturday's victory in South Carolina, Donald Trump has defeated Nikki Haley and, barring a catastrophic event, will become the Republican nominee for president. By this time next year, it is conceivable Mr. Trump will be the second president in American history to serve two non-consecutive terms. The first was the rotund Grover Cleveland. Here is his story. Born in 1837, Grover first worked as a lawyer before becoming the mayor of Buffalo, New York. Later, he was elected governor of New York, then president in 1885. The Democrat's first term was plagued by personal drama. He admitted paying child support to a woman who claimed he secretly fathered her son. Then, while in office, the 49-year-old commander-in-chief married a 21-year-old college student. The scandalous Cleveland lost his re-election campaign to Republican Benjamin Harrison. But Grover was not finished. 4 years later, he launched another bid for the White House, this time defeating Harrison in both the popular and electoral vote counts. However, Cleveland's second term was derailed by the worst financial crisis in the country's history up to that time. The Panic of 1893 began with a railroad bankruptcy, followed by bank failures, a nationwide credit crisis, and a stock market crash. Unemployment rose to 19%. A series of strikes crippled the coal and transportation industries. Well, that was it for Cleveland. And after leaving the White House, he retired to his Princeton, New Jersey home, where he died of a heart attack at the age of 71. Grover Cleveland's final words, "I have tried so hard to do right." And here's something else you might not know. President Cleveland also holds a more onerous place in U.S. history. He is routinely ranked the unhealthiest president of all time because he weighed in at 300 pounds. His daily diet included copious amounts of beer and cigars. His penchant for tobacco led to a decade-long fight with throat cancer. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the first TV now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the first TV, Samsung TV Plus.